Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Meet the Author on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Denny Griffin, and for the next half hour, I will be your host. My scheduled guest tonight is David Grant, author of a dual novel titled Bleach/Blackout. Synopsis: fans of fluffy romance novels and that all-too-familiar, overhyped edge-of-the-seat crap should steer clear. This is life at its most jaded. Offense Mechanisms is proud to present Bleach/Blackout by David S. Grant, two novels about drugs, sex, revenge, the corporate crunch, and the inevitable unpleasantness of life and death. David has also written Corporate Porn, The Last Breakfast, and a short story collection titled Emotionless Souls. He lives and works in New York. So I would like to encourage anyone with interest in this type of a book, or books, I should say, dual title, to check them out. Now, I haven't heard from David yet, so I don't know if something's happened that he, but anyway, he's not on the line at this point. So I did want to at least get the name of the book out there in case David doesn't join us. While we're waiting, hopefully he'll call in soon, I want to update folks who listened previously to a show I had featuring a guest by the name of Paul Scharf. And hold on, I have a caller come in. Maybe this is Mr. Grant.
Hello?
David.
Hi, Dennis. Sorry.
How are you?
I am good. How are you? Apologize for being late.
No problem. I just made a brief introduction. So anyway, welcome to Meet the Author.
Thanks for having me.
David, I read the synopsis of the Bleach Blackout, and why don't you go ahead and take over here and talk a little bit about the book?
Sure. Well, Bleach and Blackout is actually two novels combined into one. Bleach is a book I wrote a few years ago, semi-autobiographical, in that it takes a person who's originally from the Midwest, now living on the East Coast, coming back to the Midwest to visit friends over the holidays. Bleach starts off, it's in a New Year's Eve party where it's a takeoff on a pimp and hoes party where the men are dressed up as prostitutes and the women are dressed up as pimps, and there's a woman dying on the floor in front of the narrator. From there, the story steps back and steps back approximately 8 days to where the narrator was leaving his office in New York, coming back home, and tells the story about what led up to the events at the party. And also during this, it recounts past 10 years of New Year's Eve parties and the decadence and the characters that have been involved in his life. Blackout, the sequel, is a takes place a couple years later. It has the same three main characters, which is the narrator, Jeremy, his friends Chip and Stoner. And it starts off at Stoner is getting married. It's his bachelor party in Las Vegas. The first chapter details the bachelor party and then ends with Chip and the narrator waking up surrounded by cops, not remembering the previous night and what happened, and being charged with both rape and murder.
Ooh, okay. And me living in Las Vegas, and I in my day had some times I didn't remember the previous night. a scary thought. Okay, now when was this book released?
This book was released April of this year, 2008, through Silver Thought Press. Actually, it's an Offense Mechanisms. It's they're an imprint of Silver Thought Press. Bleach was originally written, as I said, a few years ago, and then I wrote Blackout about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
It was in between. I wrote my first novel that was published, Corporate Porn,
mm-hmm.
also published through Silver Thought Press, and I'm working on some other projects as well. But I always wanted to go back and, you know, write the second part of it. And, you know, when I, after Corporate Porn was released and I approached Silver Thought about this, they really liked the idea and they liked the idea of combining the two novels into one.
I'm going to ask you in just a couple of minutes to give out some information, like website information or anything you would want to give out for people can purchase your books or if they need to contact you for some reason or would like to contact you. But before I do that, why don't we talk a little bit about Corporate Porn also?
Sure. Corporate Porn takes the – it's really two stories intertwined. There's the first person who's the – he's a project manager in the corporate world, and his life falls apart. And he finds himself in the position to take on a job in the adult movie industry. Also, there's another story happening where there's a model named Mickey who has, for various reasons, one being that Europeans are getting all the jobs now, he in the modeling industry, decides that he wants to take his shot at the, in the adult movie industry as well. And the first half of the book tells two separate stories of Trent, the character, breaking into the business as more in more of a, you could say more of a producer type role, and then Mickey breaking in as the feature actor, if you will. And about halfway through the book, the stories come together, and it goes on from there.
Okay, and when did Corporate Porn come out?
Corporate Porn was published 2005.
Okay.
There's Silver Thought Press as well.
So you've been pretty busy the last few years. I mean, you've been pumping them out.
Yeah, I mean, I've been writing for many years, but I started writing, I guess, fiction more seriously in the last few years, probably since 2003. I think in 2003 is when I finished writing Bleach. That was really the first full novel that I wrote. At the time, I did self-publish it and then went to work on Corporate Porn, which was then published by Silver Thought Press.
Would you care to give out some website information?
Oh, absolutely.
Available? Yeah, please go ahead, please.
You can go to my site. Is David S. Grant, DavidSGrant.com. That has all of my books, as well as my MySpace, link to my MySpace, where I can be contacted. You can also go to silverthought.com, where my books are available, as well as the other authors that are represented through Silver Thought Press. And then also, if you go to my website, you can find various interviews that I've done, as well as reviews, and other places if you want to purchase at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. All of those direct links are available there as well.
Okay, great. Let me, you mentioned a bit ago about self-publishing, because we get aspiring authors who listen in or currently, and also will play back. This interview is a podcast, so you'll be getting people not only now but in the future listening to you. And what I'd like to do is to, if you would be good enough to share your experiences a little bit with the authors, other authors, regarding the business of writing. I mean, obviously, there's a writing the manuscript itself, or the manuscripts, in your case, with multiple books. But I believe that writing, if you're going to stay with it, is actually a business. And there's more to it than just the manuscript. That has to, obviously, is an important factor, but you also have to be able to get the book published once you have the manuscript written. you've got to be able to market the book and get the word out there. So is it okay with you if we spend a little time talking about the rest of the writing business?
Oh, no, absolutely. And you really hit it on the head. There's the part of writing the manuscript, and that's, you know, hopefully for every writer, that's the most enjoyable thing you can do with your time, because you're writing, you're putting the story, you know, you're formatting it, you're creating these characters and making this world for them within your story. But then once you have that manuscript, you know, approaching whether it's publishers directly or agents takes up a lot of time, and you have to take a lot of rejection. And then, you know, once you eventually, you know, get there, then promotion, for the most part, even if you're with like a larger publishing company, if you're not one of their top five, you are going to be responsible for much of your promotion. And you know, I think today, utilizing you know, some of the online communities that are available, whether it be through blogs or message boards, or just, you know, even emailing people or contacts or associates that you know, making them aware of not only your books, but the other books that are out there that are in your genre. For myself, I write sort of, I guess you can categorize it in the genre of transgressive fiction, which is not, you know, it's not a major market by any means.
Mm-hmm.
So you also have to target when you go, you know, looking for publishers or agents, or if it's a magazine you want to be publishing, you have to find the right party for that. And, you know, it's you have to do that research and know, you know, what have they published in the past, or, you know, do they like your material? And without wasting too much of your time, because you will spend much, much more time trying to get your manuscripts published, and then even more time promoting. And if you enjoy the writing and you want to continue to do it and also, you know, make a couple dollars, you have to do it, and you have to find a way to enjoy it also. You have to figure out a way to, you know, enjoy whether it be sending synopsises to websites, or trying to write little blogs for different websites or magazines, whether they're online or print, just to get your name out there and, you know, and have other people see your work.
So it would be safe to say then that you need to enjoy what you're doing. It should be a fun thing and something you enjoy, but also you need to treat it as a business if you really want to go anyplace with writing, if you're going to do it to at least make some profit and stay in the business. You need to treat it as a business, but you need to do it in a fun manner where you enjoy the writing. And as you said, that should be the most fun of writing that manuscript, should be an enjoyable experience.
Right. And if you don't enjoy the going on, working with a publisher or possible publishers or agents, or the promotion part, then, you know, there are places out there where you can self-publish for free if you want to do that. Or, you know, who says you have to publish anything? You know, it's just, you know, you just take the business end out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think the worst thing you can do is all of a sudden make the writing itself not fun because
right.
of the other entities.
Yeah, and let's face it, we're all individuals, and some of us have different strengths and weaknesses, and some people are just introverted, and they have difficulty. They might write a hell of a story, but they might not enjoy or be able to deal with the marketing piece of it, as far as being out there, being visible, doing signings and talks and all that kind of thing. And if you can't do that, if you're just not comfortable with it, that does put you in a little bit of a spot from the marketing angle.
Yes, and it's also, I mean, you know, firsthand, I know the frustration of trying to get your work out there. One, you know, self-publishing has really saturated the market, which
mm-hmm.
most people look at it and say, self-publishing as well as, you know, online communities, online magazines, which make it, you know, there's a lot more information that's being published in those forums. But I don't really see that as a bad thing either. I mean, in the end, it should be about, you know, the writing and getting it out there. And regardless of, you know, making money or, you know, the business side of it still has to be second. If you're writing, and this is coming from, you know, a person who is writing fiction also mm-hmm. as a hobby to start with. Someday, absolutely, you know, if things would come out right, would love to be, you know, more of a full-time gig. But in the short term, I can't imagine writing anything if I don't like, you know, what I have to do to get it out there or what I have to do in the end to promote it.
What is your opinion, if you have one, on agents and on having an agent? How critical do you think it is? Does a person absolutely, do you think it's essential that you try to get an agent, or what is your feeling on that?
I honestly, I don't have a strong opinion either way, because I've had agents. I personally have not had a large amount of success, but that also could be because, I mean, there are only really a handful of agents that are working with the top publishing houses. And you can look at that two ways. One is you have to land one of those agents, but the other thing, you have to, you know, the industry is changing, and those big publishing houses, they're not printing as many books as they used to. They're not signing new authors as they used to. They have their collection of their authors that, you know, are able to churn out bestsellers year after year, and that's where all their promotion goes through. So even if you would get, as a first-time author, or you know, coming from a small to a large, you still have an uphill battle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, it's the days of someone writing a book, especially fiction, and, you know, getting a $500,000 deal, it's unheard of these days. It just
right.
doesn't work like that.
You bring up several interesting points I'd like to follow up on. One thing is the self-publishing, and there are all kinds of self-publishers out there, or self-publishing service providers, I guess, is actually a little bit different. They, in other words, you pay a self-publishing services provider a fee based on what you want done, whether it's just to publish the manuscript, or I think now you can buy editing packages and promotion packages and so on. And but they, in most cases, I think they get your ISBN number for you, and they can, some of them do the copyright for you. Where you, in other words, you as the author don't actually open up a separate business and put the money up to actually publish the book yourself, but you have one of these providers do it and assist you with it. And for quite some time, I think there was a stigma attached to self-publishing. I know when I first, I'm going back a few years now, but when I went to a bookstore trying to get a signing scheduled, and as soon as the manager found out I was self-published, well, I was kind of like a second-class citizen. They weren't really excited about having me in, and you had to appear like on, you know, self-published author night, where there'd be six or eight other self-published authors, that type of thing. And when I used to talk to the managers, I'd say, well, why, you know, I think I have a good book, and I'm sure these other folks do too, think their books are good. And different managers told me, they said, well, they said one thing was a return policy. They didn't want to stock your book if they were going to be stuck with it. The other thing was they felt that there was a lot of inferior books out there, because self-publishing, for the most part, maybe except for hard porn or something, almost anything you submitted would be published. And I think that's changing now. I think self-publishing has become so prevalent, offering authors an option to get their work out there without going through one of the big houses, that I think a lot of places have softened their position or their stance on self-published authors. Do you think that's true?
I think to some degree they're a little more open. I think, though, you still have to be, if extremely aggressive. And this doesn't just go really for self-publishing. I think this goes for, you know, anything that, you know, doesn't, that has, you know, limited marketing thrown behind it, because you have to go out there and you have to walk into the bookstore and, you know, and they're absolutely right. They're, you know, they don't want to carry it because they're dependent maybe on, because of the return policy or something like that. But if you can convince them that, you know, first of all, you can give them a copy, have them look at it, make sure that it's not, in their eyes, inferior. Mm-hmm. But then kick down that door and say, well, you know, I'm going to bring in X amount of people. I'm going to bring X amount of copies. We'll split it down the middle. You make money. I get to promote myself. And, you know, everyone's a winner. Mm-hmm. I don't think, you know, it's still, there still is, you know, you said a stigma attached to, you can't just walk in and say, I want to have a book signing, and they say, oh, you know,
what's we've been waiting for you.
Yeah. But I also think, you know, there's opportunity. You know, you mentioned that, you know, they'll have, you know, self-published night where they have 6 to 8, but I think being a little more proactive and finding other authors with similar type of audience, mm-hmm. and banding together and having a book signing with, you know, a couple authors together, and, you know, bringing more people in, and, you know, just trying to expand your network and have fun too. I mean, a mm-hmm. book signing should be fun for everyone involved. So that's one of the things I'm trying to put together actually right now, is try to find a couple other authors similar to write books similar to what I do, and you know, try to cross promote.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, tap into each other's networks a little bit more. And, you know, most importantly, have fun doing it.
Let me ask you this. When you mentioned about locating other authors, do you belong to any writers groups, or have you ever belonged? And if so, what was your experience with writers groups?
I'd say I loosely have through, like, online communities.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't ever, you know, really put the time in to be an active member of, you know, submitting a manuscript, having someone give their feedback, and going back and forth until you have a finished product.
Mm-hmm.
Mine has been more, you know, reaching out, hey, what are you doing, you know, to promote? You know, what about this person? You know, they do reviews. Have you tried submitting to them? You know, and just trying to get, you know, the ideas of what is working for other people and what's not working, and, you know, just try to pull together whatever ideas we can together.
So from an information sharing and networking perspective, then there's probably some advantage.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. Groups, yeah. And like you mentioned, some of them, I know they're actual critique groups where, like you were saying, if somebody wanted to go that route, you could go in and, you know, do readings every meeting and that type of thing and get a critique of your manuscript. So there are advantages depending on what you're looking for to belonging. I agree with you. I think for me the networking and learning from other people, you know, what works and getting ideas and that kind of thing, I think is very important.
Right.
The other thing, do you think on the self-publishing topic, that some writers do get, I've seen some books self-published that were kind of poor, but I lay the blame at the author's feet there. In other words, if the author submits something that they don't have edited at all, either, you know, do nothing as far as checking it, and you find all kinds of typos and so forth. And some of these self-publishing things, they will virtually, whatever you send them is what's going to come out in the book. I mean, that's going to be the book if you don't take an editing option or this or that. So in certain cases, I think some of the authors who are willing to just throw out whatever they have and throw it out there and see it in print, probably aren't really doing themselves a service, and that may be why that stigma we talked about to self-publishing, because some of the self-publishing houses don't, unless you want to option that the editing or something, they basically print whatever you send them. And
So I
think the author bears the burden there, not the publisher.
I agree, but I also think some of the, you've got to wonder, what is the motivation of the author?
Mm-hmm.
If they just want to have their book printed, they don't care about, how well edited or anything, but they want to say, hey, I wrote this book.
Mm-hmm.
They can do that. And that's, the technology today and, a lot of the free services available, they can absolutely do that. No, I agree. If they don't do any editing, they take a book, they self-publish it, and then, send it to, one of the top dog agents, they, stand a chance. Well, chances are they just won't get no response, but, they're probably also, there's chuckles in the background, and, they're saying, what is this guy thinking? It's not even close. But, I think it just goes back to what is the author trying to do, if he's self-publishing.
Mm-hmm.
Self-publishing, it's, like I said before, it's like anything. It depends, how you promote it and what you want to do with it.
So the motivation, like you say, what are you really trying to accomplish as the author? And also how much effort and work you're willing to put in yourself. Because you mentioned, and I couldn't agree more, the promotion thing. Even these big houses, the authors who have stars in their eyes, envisioning themselves that they're going to be picked up by one of the big houses in New York or something, and then be sent on a nationwide, all expenses paid promo tour and all that kind of thing. They're in for a very rude awakening, I'm afraid, if they go into this thinking that that's what's going to happen. I'm not saying it never happens to anyone, but the odds are probably pretty much against a new first-time author without some kind of name recognition or celebrity having that happen are pretty remote, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it still happens more, I think, with nonfiction.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's some new technology or some new, whether it's a diet plan or, self-help book, that's where I think you have a better chance,
mm-hmm,
of writing that, bestseller right out of the gate if you have that idea. But as far as, especially from the fiction side, you just really don't hear about that anymore.
And do you think that, I think I mentioned earlier that we're all individuals, have strengths and weaknesses. For example, when it comes to promotion and marketing, I know a lady, author, and she's got a self-published book, and she thrives on going to the shopping center, shopping malls, and she will have her trunk full of books, and she will hand out flyers, and put them under the windshield wipers and that sort of thing, and then approach people as they're leaving or entering the shopping mall, and she has a very nice personality, and she's able to pull this off, and she'll stop and say, I'm so-and-so, and I've got a new book out. She'll hand them a bookmark or some literature or what have you, and strike up a conversation. Some of the people will obviously slough her off, but she sells books that way. Now, that personally just doesn't fit my personality. I'm not criticizing it. You got to do what works for you and something you're comfortable with. Now, that's something I wouldn't be able to pull off, but she does it very successfully. Yet where I might go out and give a talk, she has trouble doing that. So you've got to find, I think, your comfort level and promote with something that you can do comfortably.
Right, and there's hundreds of ways to promote too, and you don't have to do every one. The different ways to promote and different ideas from authors and publishers, it's very readily available today on the internet. You can search, you can get all kinds of advice and free information.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's networking through book clubs or flyers or personal appearances or book signings, all of that, how to organize that, how to approach someone. A lot of that information is available. I know with Bleach and Blackout, I've tried to utilize a few different things. I have had a book signing. I've had parties. Did get some flyers printed out where I would leave them in places that a couple bookstores that have some kind of off the wall type books, as well as some of the bars that I think like the clientele would actually enjoy this type of story and could be intrigued by my synopsis and maybe convince one or two to go actually purchase the book.
David, our time has expired here already. I want to thank you very much for being my guest. It was really enjoyable and sharing some ideas. What I'd like to do before we sign off, if you could give one tip or one piece of advice to an aspiring author, what would it be?
Just to keep writing. That's what it's all about.
Okay, stay with it. David, again, thank you very much for being on the show with me. I really appreciate it. It's been very enjoyable, and the time flew by here. The best of luck with your book, and Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Dennis, and I can be reached at davidsgrant.com. That has all of my book information as well as bio and interviews.
Very good. Thanks a million, David.
Thanks, Dennis. Bye.
Take care now. Bye-bye. And thank you for listening. Again, David S. Grant, the author. And until next time, have a great evening. Bye-bye.